High Commissioner, MP for Southgate and Wood Green, the Mayor, distinguished traditional and community leaders, esteemed diaspora community, good evening. I'm excited to be at this gathering of proud Ghanaians who continue to lift the Black Star high and have become the envy of the world. We say Ayeko. You left home, but Ghana never left you. And today, under the leadership of His Excellency John Dramani Mahama, Ghana is calling you back as partners in the transformation that is already underway. In 16 months, this government, under the visionary leadership of His Excellency the President, has done what many said would take years, and this resonates through what my other colleague and other speakers have highlighted earlier. As part of the reset agenda, the Ministry of Trade and Industry has been aligned to trade, agribusiness, and industry to lead comprehensive reforms to reduce the cost of doing business, attract investors, rejuvenate manufacturing, and address administrative bureaucracies for a thriving trade, agribusiness, and industry sector. Your Excellency, ladies and gentlemen, I'm proud to announce that the manufacturing sector of our country is expanding, with a number of companies increasing their processing lines, installation of new and modern facilities in the food processing, ceramic, beverages, steel, cement, garments, textiles, pharmaceuticals, automotive sectors, just to mention a few. These are being established across the country. It is becoming a norm that every quarter, the President of the Republic of Ghana is commissioning new industrial facility, which is positioning our country as the preferred manufacturing hub in our sub-region. The government is also committed to enhancing the patronage of Made in Ghana products through deliberate and targeted policies to expand local competition. Additionally, the realignment empowers the ministry to focus considerable attention and resources on attracting investment into the local production of high-quality raw materials in high demand, especially commercial contract farming for raw materials to feed our value addition to support the accelerated development program chaired by the Excellency himself. The results of this pivot toward value addition are already visible in our non-traditional exports. I'm excited to say, in 2025, Ghana's non-traditional export sector hit a record $5 billion, a 30.7% surge from the previous years. Processed and semi-processed foods drove the growth, contributing $3.09 billion, up by 52.78% from 2024. The private sector has become more competitive in the export market as part of my ministry's engagement with the Bank of Ghana to increase the days of reparation of export proceeds from 60 to 120 days. We say a lot of thank you to the Governor of the Bank of Ghana. Your Excellency, ladies and gentlemen, the ministry is therefore committed to ensuring that appropriate policies in the agribusiness, pharmaceutical, garments and textiles, automotive, component manufacturing, special economic zones are passed in the course of the second half of this year. We have moved decisively to build a policy environment that investors require, including the passage of the Ghana Investment Promotion Authority Bill, removing minimum capital requirement for joint ventures and foreign enterprises, introducing industry-specific incentives, establishing an investor grievance mechanism, and codifying protection against expropriation with guarantee-free transfer of capital and unambiguous access to international arbitration. In fact, my mission this evening is very simple. We are inviting you to build wealth alongside our country by investing in the Ghana local market, where returns are very competitive and you are assured of a transparent and predictable business environment. I leave the rest for His Excellency. Thank you very much.